The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Completely redesigned Bishunny Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BishunnyRadio.com.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right now. So, today's episode is called Dick Dash. Yeah, I know a lot of y'all got that DoorDash shit. And so, I was talking to this guy and he was like, you know, I should start me a company called Dick Dash. And I was just kind of tickled and shit by it because I was like, really? You think you got enough dick to do all of that? You know, because that's pretty much a big commitment. You know, when people started doing DoorDash, you know, they had to trick off a whole bunch of people to go to different restaurants and pick shit up and bring it to the door. So I got to thinking, okay, Dick Dash. I said, well, here's some rules. Here's some rules. I said, pretty dicks only. He's, what the fuck? Yeah. Pretty dicks only. Must be at a minimum of 7 inches plus. I'm sorry. I think 7 is a nice, comfortable medium. You might could deal with a little less. Maybe even a little more. But 7 is a good party size. You know, a good ride size, a good take it each. You can take 7 inches either way, however the hell it comes, and be comfortable. I mean, you know, and I would think that whoever's doing the Dick Dash needs to be at least, you know, a little easy on the eyes and not so much lip. Like, I don't want to have to tell you to shut up and shit. You know, because at this point, if I'm using a service, and I'm just hypothetically thinking, ladies and fellas, if it was to come down to actually having a service such as Dick Dash available, it's because I don't want relationship ties. I don't want to hear your fucking mouth and the bullshit coming out of it. I just want you to come in and provide a service and leave. Like, if it could be as easy as DoorDash and you just drop the dick off at the door and keep going, probably would be even better. But since that's not how dicks work, to get the maximum benefit and effect out of that motherfucker, you gotta leave it at the door and keep on pounding and do some other shit through the door. You can't just, you know, drop it off on the step and say we're gonna have a contactless delivery. So anyway, this fucking COVID shit just out of control right now. I mean, damn, the outbreak is incredible and people are dying fast as hell. Like, I don't know if it's dying fast as hell or it's the simple fact that it was the motherfuckers that was left behind. And so now it's hitting closer to home because it was like, well, damn, it weeded the herd once. Now it's weeding the herd again. Ooh. And it's low-key forcing those people who didn't want to get the vaccine to get it, okay? Because the people who get the vaccine, yeah, some of them are catching the virus, but they're not dying. These motherfuckers catching the virus that are unvaccinated are dying. Like, damn, you was here. I just talked to you yesterday. You went in the hospital, ended up on the vent, and died the next. It's just fucking going down like that. I mean, it was really hard for the people who wasn't vaccinated first time around, caught COVID. They got really, really sick to make it out of there because now we have antibiotics and a few things to help. But man, it's only a matter of time for we go to, from the Delta variant to the Alpha. Well, no, let's see if it go whatever the fuck F, G, H, all them other variants. Right now it's Delta. So anyway, but yeah, back to Dick Dash. Because, you know, that's another reason you just can't let nobody in the house. And Eve, has anybody fucked with a mask on? I mean, really? If you can bump uglies, you might as well take full commando with the shit. I didn't even think about that. So, I guess with DoorDash, you have to fuck with a mask on. You have to get it in with a mask, put your mask on. And if you like missionary, it's really not going to be working worth a damn. So, there's some drawing board things to work on as far as this Dick Dash goes. So anyway, must be at least 7 inches plus. I just think 5 is doable. 6 is good. 7 is comfortable. 8 and 9 are great. 10, 11, 12. It really takes a skilled motherfucker. You know, I'm hoping you're blessed and you're healthy, and 10, 11, 12 inches of dick, I hope it can get hard. A lot of times those bigger dicks don't stay hard. They just be limp, long sticks. Just look like nigga pushing rope. I'm not impressed. Not impressed by pushing rope. I would like for him to have a nice circumference and length to his dick, but you know, sometimes girth is just as exciting. Now, let me rephrase, because a really, really short dick that's nice and fat is not impressive to me. It's just not. Like, dude, I see the dick pics that come through and how y'all pushing your hands all the way down, trying to grab another inch of dick. That ain't going in nobody, so I don't know why you doing all that bullshit, especially with that stomach. So now we get to requirement number 3. Must have a certain type of stomach circumference to ensure that I get all of it. Like, if you do slide by your chinny chin chin with 5.5, 6 dicks to get into the Dick Dash, and you got a fat ass belly, so you took 2 inches of it off. Fine. I call foul. I call fuck you. I call no cigar. I call angry customer. I'm calling customer service. I call the Better Business Bureau. I'm calling all of that shit on you. And you know, now if that's my man and he got this stomach and we working with it, that's one thing. But if I'm paying for services, like Dick Dash or something like that, because Dick Dash just might go through. It just might go through. I think more men are prostitutes than you know. So, this girl lost her damn mind. I'm just saying. It's a highly probable thing. You know. Shit. So, that's requirement number 3. And, you know, along with him not having all that stomach, I would probably be concerned about his hormone panel. Like, if he's on some hormone supplements, or if he need to be on some hormone supplementation to help him keep his aromatase hormones down so that his fat ass stomach does not get in the way. Now, how do I know about all of that? Man, I know a lot about all of that. They do have some aromatase blockers out there for the men to help them with those big ass stomachs. Cause all you're doing, you know, you be like, oh, I'm full of testosterone. I'm pumping all this. Which type of testosterone, sir? You have several, and one of them, your belly is taking it and converting it to estrogen, and you ended up with this pregnant ass stomach, and you ain't never had no baby. So, and yet. You clown me about my stomach, and yours is up there for no fucking reason at all. You don't even eat that much. But that's neither here nor there. And then, if you don't drink beer, you really ain't got no damn excuse to have that big-ass stomach. You got a fat-ass stomach. You're a vegetarian. You don't drink, and you ain't had no kids, and you got a penis? Boy, you'll get your ass somewhere and sit down and get your hormone profile checked. and all that other shit, because that just says you old and shit ain't going, it's going left. It's going left. You know, they have to do tummy tucks on men now, because I'm tired of seeing these big, fat, pregnant-ass men. And then they got nerve to tell you what's too big on your ass. Nigga, your stomach too damn big. I seen this dude trying to holler at me, and I bullshit you not. I bullshit you not. I bullshit you not. I bullshit you not. I could fit in that motherfucker's stomach. If I had curled up into a fetal position, that nigga could pack me around. I bullshit you not. I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I'm not even making this shit up. Like, I can't make this up. I can't make this up. I looked at his stomach and I did an analysis. I looked at the circumference of his stomach. And I said, if I got down like this, I will fit in that motherfucker perfectly. Fit in his stomach perfectly, and he could probably pack me around. That is so wrong. And I was just like, and you got the nerve to talk about women? Why and how? And you are like beneath women in 50 million fucking ways. Anyway, even the ugliest woman got something on you, that big ass stomach. Ugh. Now don't get me wrong. Like I said, if it's my man, he got a stomach, we working around it, that's one thing. But men will come at you and expect you to pay full price for their bullshit. And when I say pay, I'm not talking about literally money, but just, you know, they want you to be a 10 while they only a 3. Come on now. I get it. I get it that looks are not that important to women when it comes to men. It's like it's not at the highest list as men are, because men are visual and they look at everything about a woman. I get that. But if you a 3... you don't deserve a 10. Period. Period, point blank. Let's just look historically. If you wasn't a looker and you didn't have the money and all this other shit, you didn't get no woman at all. You just became a eunuch. A eunuch. And what the hell you say it? A eunuch. That's all the fuck you was in the village. Nobody fucked you. Bitches didn't want you. So let's just be real about what that is. So if you do have that big ass belly, you better have some money in that motherfucker. Okay, so requirement number 4 for dick fat, dick dash. Damn, get it right, girl. I think I drank a little bit earlier. The dick dash application. I need to be real particular about what goes on that application. Damn sure need a motherfucker's picture on there. We need to identify the drivers, the delivery guy. I'm so tickled because, you know, we were making jokes about Dick Dash, but it has a lot of possibility and ring to it. I'm going to have you motherfuckers at home tell, oh, I'm going to bring you some dick. I tell this guy, so you going to bring me a dick? Oh, that's all I am to you. Yes. The fuck you mean? I live here alone. You live over there. We meet in the middle and pop. That's dick dash. You know, dick, you don't have to have the dick just delivered to the house. You can have it delivered to the hotel. Damn it. Okay, so there's endless possibilities to this dick dash. You can leave your credit card or information on file. Hello, we have a system where your business is safe with us. Your information is safe with us. We are not going to get hacked because we are the motherfucking hackers. I love it. Dick Dash is the shit. Another requirement for me, though, is dick must be smooth and clean. Like, I'm going to need you to go on here and trim that hair down if you got some hair. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, a female don't just want it in her. They like, I mean, in her coochie. Sometimes they want it in their mouth. So if you know, you're going to put it in your mouth, it need to be smooth, clean, not know what the fuck is that bump right there. What that come from? Oh, I cut my dick shaving here. What? No, we not fucking with cuts. We not fucking with moles. We not fucking with, I don't know what that bump is. We not fucking with none of that. Mm-mm, not gonna be able to do none of that. This is a very explicit show. So, you know, I just put the disclaimer out there. If your kids heard up to this point, because we have 14 minutes now, I don't know what else to fucking say. Like, you... Ain't them kids supposed to be in damn school anyway. Like, everybody kids started school yet? I don't know why. Well, you know what? I can't even trip about them starting early, because I thought kids didn't start school till after Labor Day. But the motherfuckers been out for the past 2 years. I guess it's time for them to go back to school. Shit. Anyway. But yeah, your kids shouldn't be listening to shit I say, to be honest with you. I talk to grown kids. You know, they grown, doing the most ass kids. Yeah, so, but you got little kids. They don't need to be listening to this shit. And I'm trying to think. So leave me a message. Drop me a line. Some other requirements that you think should go on Dig Dash. Because as we and my friend put this business together, this business model, y'all think it ain't going to work until you hear it. We may have to call it something else. No, because Bill's name is Dick anyway, so it could be Dick Dash. It damn sure could be Dick Dash. We might be misleading on the product, but I'm trying not to be. I really am. So if you got any ideas of how we can make this better, leave me a message. You can leave me a free message. I listen to everything. Leave me a motherfucking message. All right. So this episode is called Dick Dash, and that is what Tanisha said. All right, now.
Completely redesigned, but Shawnee Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.